Step one, everybody roll your body or die.
Alright, so it's blah blah blah. And then you have a subplot, you have a subplot. Nobody talks yet. Okay, so. So it's late night, Tuesday. So what would you be doing?
Tuesday night.
Typical Tuesday night.
Hospital?
You stop it with your dead wife.
She's not dead. She's still warm.
You don't have to go over this every week.
She's not stiff.
Well,
not
maybe a little bit. But that's the way I like it.
So much more agreeable now. She never says no when she's tying him out of bed.
No, that's woo. He explodes, remember?
Oh, that's true.
Me? Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Hospital? Either that or I'm in a lab doing research on the cure.
The cure.
The cure.
Okay.
It's a new band.
Yeah, they won't be around for another 30
that's
years.
That's why I'm working on them.
I don't know what I'd be doing. Am I still working on my book?
Yeah. You can work on your book.
Okay.
Apparently I'm stuck with a bunch of stay-at-home heroes.
Calendar, right?
Oh, wait, no. It says in my character description.
Calendar.
I'm out, like, clubbing or something.
You're a freaking demon, man.
Books or
yes, I am a freaking
She's demon. Working on a book. She wants to write a mystery novel.
Photo layout.
Yeah, do photo layouts.
That too.
That doesn't cover the $8 million a year she makes.
Well, it's depending on what kind of layout.
That doesn't cover the years.
Well,
I'm seeing that.
So if you,
it still doesn't cover.
If you're moving to the fetish pack.
Specialty magazine.
Well, Tuesday's not a real big night for, like, clubbing and stuff, so.
Wait, how do you know? This is back in the 40s. Maybe it was.
Tuesday's every night.
Yeah, maybe it's, like, you know,
hey,
different.
Hey, it's Hawaii, night. Man. Luau every night.
How does Donald's character feel about stomping on meat and bare feet?
Stomping on meat?
Huh?
Yeah, bare feet.
You're very strange.
Calendars. What kind of fetish is that?
Barefoot on meat. Very fondly.
That's very specialized.
That's really sick.
No, I generally go out a couple nights a week, go to the movies, go to dancing, whatever. So.
Okay,
that's true.
Hospital or lab?
So are you trying? So your image is, like, eligible? Single girl?
I guess.
Are you putting the vibe out?
No, more like, you know,
aloof?
A social butterfly.
Aloof?
Alright.
Social butterfly.
Like, I can't think of anybody.
The, Hilton girls.
Hilton sisters?
Yeah, right?
Not over there.
The Hilton, the
hotel
chain. They're just rich and don't do anything. It's good parties. They're famous that way.
Okay.
Yeah, they made the Bush daughters look pretty lean.
His daughters?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you want one of them?
Okay. Or maybe more like, gosh, sleep at home a lot.
Who stays at home a lot?
Yeah, you don't hear about it.
Yeah,
how would you know?
Stay home a lot.
I'm thinking like Jodie Foster. She don't stay at home a lot.
That's true. She looks like a stay at home type.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I guess if I'm starting to get more famous, where you know I'm getting bugged all the time when I go out, then maybe I'm going out less. But
so you become a recluse.
How is this?
Actually,
or Michael Jackson.
I don't know. I think
that's how you want to deal with him. You know, you can.
Actually,
you know, you
I
can
would
be a party girl model.
Yeah, I would think she actually probably likes the attention. So.
Okay. Let's see, and you're at home.
No.
Or you lab. Hospital lab.
Hospital lab.
Indoors, whatever.
I'm indoors. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a. if it's a, like a tent, hospital tent, could be
it's
open.
Not a hospital tent.
I don't know. It could be. What do I know? It's Hawaii. That's important.
Sure, it's not that primitive. Oh, it's a lot to just randomly. We'll take the superhero seriously.
Huh?
Okay.
What?
Are we supposed to be out patrolling?
Really? Why are we?
Don't have to be.
We have a secret identity.
That's true.
I only come on when I need it. Superman doesn't patrol, does he?
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah.
Really?
He usually patrols like a couple hours a night.
The tick patrols.
Oh, do you? Maybe we should set up a patrol schedule then.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's get everyone together. Where is everybody?
It's only just you two. And Riff is sleeping.
I'll patrol the marina.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay, so every other day I patrol. Alternate.
For now. Well, the next 2 days.
Wait, that means you don't have to patrol all night?
No.
Like just, you know.
You just patrol, like...
The hot hours.
Yeah.
What are the hot hours in the 40s? 7 to 8 p.m.?
Like, you know, after people go out when they're going home. So, like, I don't know, 8 to 10. No, yeah, after they go out.
After they go out.
Yeah, because they go out, it's still usually daylight. And, you know, it's still light. We'll start going home, then it gets, you know, the darker, the less people are out.
It's like 8, 9.
It's like they're asking for it.
Yeah. He's just asking for it.
You should help.
You know, I
look
think...
Look at that skimpy superhero costume.
I figured out what the problem is. Whatever there's superhero in the city, villains flock to the city. You ever notice that? We just leave the city. Nothing will ever happen.
Things will happen, but just won't be a comic book about it.
You can see all the supervillains flock to superheroes. Because they're more challenging. Right?
Partly.
Okay, so we're patrolling.
Okay.
What am I guessing about
it? Can't
believe strong arms in the patrolling.
Hey, if we don't let Kevin strong arm us, nothing happens.
Another peaceful night indoors.
Wow.
Next morning you hear about.
On the news.
On the news.
That's the adventure. You don't get any hero points.
Okay, so I guess we'll do Donald. Okay, so Ghosty is patrolling. You know, just walking around since you can't fly.
Sure.
Crease that patrol, man.
I'm gonna have to do something about that.
Hey, if you can walk.
Hey, Batman can't fly.
True. But he has a car.
Yeah, well, you can
have
a car.
I can have a car.
You're rich enough.
Sure, you can design some kind of ghost mobile.
Hey, Aquaman can't fly.
I can make it out of balsa wood so that I can phase it.
Alright, so you're walking next to the light rail station.
Light rail? Wow.
Light rail was big back then. Oh, I should tell them more like the 50s. When you hear... Someone yelling for help.
Gurgling scream.
Well,
I
go.
Like an old man yelling for help.
I go running over to help.
Help, please, fuck.
It's not an old man. It's a man in a wheelchair, though.
Damn it, Jim. Alright, I'm a doctor, not a superhero.
You run over. You see five youths.
Five?
Five youths eating him up.
That reminds me of a joke.
Alright.
Should I tell it?
Is it a really bad joke?
Well, it's kind of easy.
Okay, so since I'm taking this conversation, you see what I want to say.
That's really taking up a lot of hard drives then.
No, I'm taking it. Are you taking it on tape first?
Anyway, the joke goes.
Okay, well, I run over to break up the fight.
And now Chris Van Horn will tell a joke.
Chris Van Horn. I'm Chris Van Horn.
Okay, so you rush over?
Yep.
And what? You want to say something appropriate? Dramatic?
That would require me coming up with something appropriate and dramatic.
Oh, man.
Or suffer the ghostly wrath.
Probably something more along the lines of, hey, leave him alone.
Let go. Alright.
Pick on somebody your own size. Not in the face, not in the face!
Don't hurt me, I'm just a little girl.
Say that.
Yeah, she's tall.
Not in the face.
Okay, three of them rush you. They have a knife, and one of them has a left pipe.
Okay.
And then the other two try to drag the guy away. Let's go ahead and make an initiative roll.
Okay.
I think. All right.
Damn, common criminal.
Isn't it kind of late there, Dave?
Yeah, but it's Friday night.
You're pathetic.
Almost as bad as us.
Yeah, at least I'm hanging out with a bunch of guys. Well, that's kind of pathetic, too.
I'm watching Tremors at the same time. Does that help?
Okay.
Ooh, Tremors. Is that the Mario movie?
Oh, boy, guest starring.
What?
Michael Gross.
That's a volleyball movie, right?
No, that's the monster
movie. No.
Okay, what do you got for initiative?
42.
All right, you go first. So three of them are rushing you.
Okay.
Well,
I did, but they only have like a 10 base.
I phase out and I run through them towards the guys that are dragging the guy off.
You went through them?
Oh my god.
Are you going to materialize right
in the middle of them?
You run through them. They look confused.
I saw Martian Manhunter do that.
Race
through someone's chest and then
rip their heart out.
Well, he didn't rip their heart out. He's just kind of like...
You sure that was Martian Manhunter?
It was Justice League.
He can do that.
He can phase through stuff?
Yeah. Put his hand through two guys' chest and then they went like, oh, and then fell down. But I assume he did something. So you could do that, it's not easy.
Yeah, I can do that. It hurts, though.
It hurts you?
It can.
Yeah. Alright, so you run through them. They look confused, and then they come charging after you. The two guys dragging the man away. Drop him. Unconscious.
Okay.
Get ready to meet you. This should have some kind of war cry, but I can't think of anything.
Yeah!
Spoon!
War cry.
All of them should have a war cry.
So, are they wearing?
They're wearing something.
They're not naked?
Sure. Although it is kind of... Oh, no, it's like October. Yeah, it's kind of warm.
It's why it's always warm.
That's true. It is always warm. But they're still wearing leather jackets, like any good...
like any good hoodlums.
Yeah.
Leather jackets. That's cool.
So, they try to hit you anyway. Okay, so what do you want to do?
I'll try to beat up two of them.
Alright, so you can attack them.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
Pow, pow. Attack a defenseless girl with weapons. See what that gets you.
Nowhere.
15.
Attack.
Okay, you knock two of them down.
Okay.
Do you look for your attack here? Hope they roll high, but they don't. One of those sayings, show me a good sacrifice.
Ooh, good sacrifice.
What? What
are
do you want to do?
Are they wearing robes?
No.
With black candles?
No.
You're not sacrificing nobody to nothing.
You're not sacrificing
to your
nobody
God.
To nothing. That's a triple negative.
Yep, so it all works out. I'll hit two of them again.
All right.
18.
Okay, you knocked two of them out.
Are you trying to kill? Say yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
With a maniacal glee, the last one tried to hit you.
Persistent.
Yeah, he misses.
You shouldn't try to kill this one. All right. This one alive.
I'll knock him out, too.
True. You should take one of them alive.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, I'm killing them all! Ten.
You knock them out.
Okay.
So now you have five unconscious speed tubs. And an unconscious elderly gentleman.
I'll see how the old man's doing.
Wait, do you recognize him? Is he?
No. It's just an old man.
Other people around?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get someone to go call the police and an ambulance for the old guy.
Okay. So they call the police and an ambulance.
And I'll grab the one guy who said something about the sacrifice thing and try to get him to come around so I can question him.
Who are you? Let's see.
I'm Batman.
Check out their jackets and see if they have some sort of emblem on them or...
Okay, so...
Rifle through their pocket.
Whoa. Take their
cash. Take their
wallets. Spare change.
Look for clues.
No, their jackets have a little, like,
Members only?
No. Koas.
I don't know how to spell chaos.
Fools. Koas.
No.
What the hell is a koa? Like a bird or something?
Koa is a war rank in, whatever they speak in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Which I will call Hawaiian. I'm pretty sure it's called something else.
Probably. Okay.
What?
No, it's not Polynesian.
Polynesian. Island speech.
Island
comic. Island yeah.
Okay. Well, I try to wake the one guy up and ask him what the hell he was doing.
Let's see. Unless you're willing to spend a hero point, it's not going to wake up for a while.
No.
20 points.
You also notice a looks like freshly spray painted thing.
Okay.
It says prisons are built with stones of law, brothels with bricks of religion. Dun, dun, dun.
Brothels with bricks of religion.
Yeah.
So do I find spray paint on these guys or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's bringing blood, actually. Blood.
Anyways, the police show up and take them in.
Okay.
So the officer says, "Oh, you're Ghost Girl."
Yeah. So I tell him
we're trying to get the Island City Heroes to come over to the police station.
Okay, I'll come by.
You can contact the rest of your.
Sure. Let's see what I can do. As a note, on, I tell them that these guys said something about a sacrifice, and you know I'd like to talk to them.
Okay.
Later when they're away.
Sure, you can come by the jail.
Okay. I'll call the other. Well, I'll call everybody who has a communicator, and tell them that. You know, the police want to see us.
Okay.
I'm heading over to the police station.
Strangely, wrists just ring. The robot answers.
Hey, you built a... Hey, I thought his robot
That's
was
true.
Stolen.
No, he built another robot. I'm afraid. And he gave it a wrist communicator. The robot does answer, actually.
Okay.
Since it is sentient, you can ask him to come along.
That's okay. I don't think he's an official member.
Sounds disappointed.
Well, I'll tell him that you know the police want to see all of us. He can come if he wants to.
Okay. All
right.
Give
him a choice now, huh?
He's gonna come. Yeah, he's bored. Oh, he just sits around the lab.
I forgot he was a sentient robot.
To destroy
have
things
to be nice
or
to
clean
him.
Things up. All right. So you go to the police station. let's see. So Detective Chinho Kelly, your liaison,
right?
Thanks you for coming.
Okay.
You know it's late. That's probably when nobody else showed up.
Sure.
Except this weird robot.
It's a robot's name.
I am the Vastatron.
The what?
The Vastatron.
The Vastatron.
Uh-huh. Mark 2. Because I'm better than Mark 1.
Okay.
I thought you were Mark 1-8.
No, I'm Mark 2.
Okay.
Oh, full point.
You're Mark Twain. I'm going to call you Sam.
Well, full release better than the other one.
Am I here? Can you call me?
I said I did.
Okay.
I don't know whether you answered and or showed up.
I'm in the hospital. I cover my camera. It's kind of dark here. I'll be right there.
You don't have to turn on the video part.
That's true. It's just audio.
Indicator.
Huh?
What was that, Dave?
I'm facing the communicator on in the hospital.
That's true. If it goes berserk and breaks all the hospital equipment,
should I roll?
You could kill millions of people.
Chances of that happening is like
1 in 100. But back then, I'm sure it was a lot higher percentage.
It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah, it actually just ran.
It's just radio and TV communication.
Yeah, just jam.
In the hospital. Yeah, come on. All right, so I go.
All right. So, the detective said that, as you know, there's the Republican convention is going to be in this week.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is probably Republican City, so it doesn't matter who the Democrats pick. They're not going to get elected. So, and as you know, the three candidates are our esteemed mayor, Fiorina, Councilman Ken Shea, and businessman Stanislav Bridge.
He's everywhere.
Yep.
Okay, so he says they've gotten some they've gotten some threats and warnings.
Really? Threats?
Yeah.
Actual threats.
So
against anyone in particular?
I'm not sure. Someone in the convention. But it could be just all of them.
So you need guards?
Oh, so he wanted to ask you to take over, like, a charge security?
I've done this before.
Alright, it's all yours.
What?
I'm on it.
So that's it? Okay. How well does it pay? No, I can't lose money now, do I?
No.
Unless
you want to buy from the hill.
Yeah, I always want a new car. Actually, I can't drive.
Well, you can.
I could?
Sure. Oh, well, not very well, actually. Don't think of it. Well, actually, you could.
I should buy a nice house or something.
Yeah, rub it in. Must be doing something illegal, I think, to myself.
Little limp over the driver.
That's true. You gotta cover the driver. I should be rich. That's my goal.
Oh, yeah. That's the notion the coal is a probably under threat.
Okay.
Coal has. We'll do some research on that.
I just brought a bunch of those guys in.
Oh.
Coal has.
Why do you think they're behind it?
There's a couple of notes that say coal has.
Okay.
So the notes don't.
I guess
the notes. No, actually, the notes, they have a strange way of writing.
Is it written or is it like pasted? Cut and paste.
No, these are just like,
typed.
Messages, hand-drawn.
Hand-drawn?
In blood.
In blood, huh?
Their little pithy sayings.
They're not as fuck ass.
Yeah. I remarked on that already. No,
I mean, you're Penny, right? Penny and Chaos.
Yeah. Except they were mad.
Oh, they were mad.
Chaos was get smart.
That's right. I always get those confused. I don't know why. Why
yeah,
is that?
Strange that.
Missed it by that much.
I don't know why. You know, still don't understand.
Okay. Well, can we go talk to the guys that I brought in there? Cause they said something about sacrificing people.
Human sacrifice?
I don't like the sound of that.
I don't see why you think this is connected to the main plot.
Yeah, it's not connected.
Probably not.
Sure the cops just told us it was.
Maybe it's a different branch of COAS.
He does apologize. He can't tell you more since then.
We should talk to what?
That investigation is being handled by the Special Investigations Division.
So we can't talk to them now?
Who the hell's that?
SID.
Can we go talk to them?
Oh, you can try.
Okay.
But they're a very secretive bunch.
Sure.
You can talk to the prisoners, though. They're in our jail.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to the prisoners first, and then I'll go talk to SID.
Can you hand them a phone book on the way in?
Okay.
We should talk to what's his name? I keep forgetting his name. Criminal mastermind. Or mastermind.
Tony?
No.
Magneto?
Moloch?
Moloch.
What do you think he wants to talk to you?
Well,
we think he's behind everything.
we know him, right?
Well, he is, but he doesn't think he wants to talk to you people.
But we know where he lives, you see.
So?
I want to talk to him. He doesn't want to talk to us.
He's still a private citizen. Still has rights.
Scoot is right. He has no rights.
When I'm around.
Yeah, alright, fine. I'll go do some research on COAS.
Well, he has the right to remain silent. And we can help him with that by removing his teeth.
Oh, actually.
Uh-oh.
Crucial information I missed?
You got a letter. That was delivered to the police.
Retroactively.
You got a letter that was delivered?
You got a letter that was delivered to the police. Well, he handed you the letter.
A letter addressed to Rad?
Yeah.
That's okay. Delivered to the police. Okay.
You know, sealed in an envelope.
What's that say?
You open it, and it explodes.
What is that, Rad?
It was a letter. Greetings, Rad. Or should I say, Professor Jones?
Really? You said that?
Yes. Yes, I know your secret. And if you value it, you will meet me at the McDaniels Convention Center at 3 a.m. tonight. Don't tell anyone else. And I need to remind you to come alone.
Unfortunately, I read it out loud, so oh well. There comes that. That's on the back. Oh well.
Did you?
No.
Rad. Can't read this big word.
or should I say Dr. O?
Dr. O?
Dr. Jones. Oh, I mean, interesting. Meet him where and when?
McDaniels Convention Center.
That's actually where the convention center is. At midnight or?
3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
So tomorrow morning, the detective wants you to come over to the convention center. He'll introduce you to the security people.
Okay.
Is there radiation on the letter?
Your radiation is 8, right?
Yeah.
No, there isn't.
Oh, she's raising right now.
But only if it's 50, though.
Yeah, not enough points anyway.
Yeah.
Damn.
Once you get it high enough, you detect radiation everywhere.
Cosmic background radiation.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Exactly. All right.
How much detect radiation would you have to
recognize the handwriting?
Have to have to be able to detect the cosmic background.
Right.
Something wrong right there, Rad?
Oh, nothing. It's burning.
You can do that.
Nothing.
Whoops. So you talk to the five guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's what you do.
What's that?
Looking surly.
Alright, well, I asked them what they wanted with the old man and what they meant about sacrifices.
Well, we just wanted to take the old man to a party.
Oh, okay. Let's go then.
The Republican convention party?
Yeah, something like that.
Republican party?
Can I roll my interrogation or whatever?
Sure. You can try.
Oh!
Well. That's too late, Pete.
Who's the old dog in the room?
I don't know. Did the robot want to come?
Sure.
It's not
were
three.
You there?
It's not 3 yet, right?
It's not 3.
Okay, I'll
it's like 9. Or 10.
I got 3 hours to plan.
Plan, yeah.
Plan what?
Who
knows? Huh. I gotta get someone to sit in a wheelchair so I can appear to be in the same place at the same time.
Aha!
But who do I trust?
Years from now, Batman will steal that very idea. Copycat.
That's
copy that.
I can just follow you along, invisible. Jump whoever meets you. Before they have a chance to say anything.
Kill them before they say anything.
You have to do me a favor. You have to come with me and then kill the person I'm going to meet before he says anything. It would be better if I did not witness
this. Hey, do I know anyone that kind of looks like me? And sits in a wheelchair? No, it's just anyone that kind of looks like me. My twin brother, for example?
No, you don't have a twin brother.
Oh, triplet then.
Not really.
No one looks like me at all?
Not exactly.
Well, I don't mean exactly.
Hire a celebrity impersonator.
Yeah, but that you should get a celebrity.
I mean, you could put a wig on
Riff. That is. Put a wig on Riff. No, that would
be... From a distance, you kind of, in you know, the wheelchair, he kind of looks like you. Wearing clothes?
No. I need someone not like in the party or someone
random person.
Come on,
girl.
You can trust us with your secret identity. We're your friends.
Hey, this is only the first season or whatever. I don't know.
Right, this is issue 11.
17. Why, yes, my neighbor.
Dr. Bob.
Yeah, it's probably someone who looks sort of like you.
Okay.
I mean, as long as people don't know you too well.
Well, I mean, he expects to meet me, right?
He expects to meet Brad.
Because the letter says Brad.
That's true.
So, I can go. And he can, the, like, the person can show up, like, some distance that we would buy.
Hey, that's not a joke, I'll say.
I don't know about this plan.
That'll work.
Sorry, that doesn't seem very smooth.
What do you mean? It'll work. We have 6 hours. What can I come up with? I don't know anybody. And no one knows my secret. That's the tough part. If someone did, then it would be easier.
True. Well, only if you trust... Nah.
I don't trust anyone.
I trust a robot.
You! Just met him. Today.
Who
are you?
Are you?
You can trust me, Woo. After all, you're poisoning me to death.
We're not at that level yet.
That's true, you're still sick.
crap.
Pardon me, your prophecy.
All we're doing is getting a little sweet revenge. We've been treated like that all our lives, and now it's time to do some dirtying ourselves. Soon you'll all see the hardest rain is going to fall, and the darkest night is going to come. Soon, real soon, this is going to be our big chance.
Real soon, eh?
Uh-oh. We're going to stick that pig, and he's going to bleed. His blood's going to slip back into the earth, and be reborn as the Avenger. Like Mama always says, drive your cart and plow your ship and your plot over the bones of the dead.
That's pretty gruesome. You got a weird mother.
What the hell is this guy talking about?
Just rambled like that.
Yeah, god damn.
So, who's the Avenger?
The Avengers.
So they're...
You know. Captain America.
Human sacrifice to summon an... Alright, so they're like doing demonic summoning, or...
Sounds like it. Something like that.
What's Shannon?
Okay. Well, I'll go look through Shannon's books. See if I can figure out anything.
Alright. So you're going to go look through Shannon's books. That'll take you a while.
The Necronomicon?
Go ahead and roll. Demonic cults, demonic cults. Well, there's several stuff on the demonic cults.
Oh, wait, excuse me. I should go talk to that Hawaiian witch doctor guy again, too.
Hawaiian witch doctor guy?
The Hawaiian witch doctor guy.
The guy that I saw when I was sick.
That was a high witch doctor.
Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That was a Hawaiian witch doctor?
I don't know. Something I made up or something.
Because if this is some sort of, you know, Hawaiian ethnic, you know,
Hawaiian thing.
Avenger clean off the, what you know, clean off the white people off the islands kind of thing, you might know something about it.
Sure. Shannon doesn't really have anything. You know, mostly his books on the demonic cults are. You know, they take people to sacrifice and they summon some kind of demon.
Right.
That's very generic, I think.
It's very generic.
This is crap.
I don't think you would. Let me eat
it. I know. I'm just thinking. I'm walking by myself. This is crap. I talked to my neighbor, Dr. Bob.
Robot thinks it's all boring, though, so...
You bored the robot.
Sorry there, robot.
Alright, so you're gonna do? Kinda late.
Yeah, so I know someone that kinda looks like me.
Yeah. Sort of like same build.
Yeah, that's
you know, hair color.
It's gonna be dark, right?
Sure.
10 a.m. And wear a hat. Glasses.
And how do you explain this to your neighbor?
That'll be tough. Man, I need someone to know my secret. God damn.
Just roll randomly and tell that person. Of course, it's probably not here tonight.
Oh, pick me. Hey.
Be a woman. You can dress up as me.
She's an actor. Oh, wait, maybe she's not yet.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, she's got some acting.
You ain't that good. Acting as a man in a wheelchair?
Oh, okay. She can go better. And you can stall him for, like, another few adventures.
What can I do? Let me think about this.
All right.
So do a riff first.
Usually the riff doesn't have any subplots. A relatively boring character.
Sits in a lab, doesn't do anything.
Okay, yeah. Who do I know that can possibly know my secret?
Your mom? Oh, she doesn't. Nobody knows. Your wife?
Maybe it was
just before she blacked out?
Maybe someone at the military base, that's all I can think of.
Oh, okay.
Anyone
who
suspicious?
Might know?
Yeah, who might know. Anyone suspicious?
Well, for those two CID investigators who are asking you questions.
Well, yeah, that's annoying. Are they suspicious?
No, probably not. You mean suspicious of them following you around? Like Wally?
Just, you know, like, they look like villains. You know how they look.
Stereotyping again?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
Make a roll. No.
Three. That one looks so nice and happy.
Yeah. It's the regular Mr. Rogers neighborhood.
Huh. Too bad I burnt the note. Otherwise, oh, actually, kind of can't do jack anyway. Damn it.
He's not here, so.
He's
out of town again, that bastard.
Forget the decoy. I'll just go by myself for now. I'll find out what he wants first. Okay. Then I'll do that.
Because you can pretend not to know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't. Especially if I go, so, what are you talking about?
Showing up is an admission of guilt.
It is? Well, I won't know what you want. I'm a superhero after all.
Okay. So you go there late at night, 3 a.m. There is a man in a suit with two bodyguards.
What does he look like? Oh, he's in the shadow.
No, it just looks like a guy in a suit.
It's the suit, I tell you, it's evil.
The suit's locked up, isn't it?
No.
The suit's not locked up?
It's not a tuxedo, it's just like a regular business suit.
But the tuxedo underneath, right?
You can't tell.
Tuxedo under is.
You should hit radiation vision so you can see
through. Oh, I detect radiation right now. Anything?
No.
You sure? Yeah. Any guards?
No, not the guards either. Let's see.
So, what do you want? Who are you?
Call me Mr. Handy.
Mr. Handy?
Uh-huh.
He wants you to sabotage the convention. What the hell do you think you want?
Oh, I just have a simple thing.
Mr. Handy.
A simple favor.
Can I call you Handy Man instead?
What's in your handy?
Monsieur Handy.
What's your...
Mr. Hand.
So he said, I would like you... You know, you're a famous guy, up on billboards and stuff.
I want you to endorse my breakfast cereal.
I want you to endorse Dennis Hosbridge.
Okay.
Or his roommate. You know, make a few appearances.
Like, who are the other two?
There's the current mayor, Fiora, and then Councilman Kenche.
Okay, so this guy wants me to,
to throw in your support for Stanislaus Ridge. You know, do a couple radio spots.
That's it?
Yeah. You know, after the convention's over, I'll destroy the evidence and forget all about this.
What evidence? What are you talking about?
You know, the evidence.
No, I don't. What evidence?
Well, whatever. Whether you believe me or not, just be sure. I have evidence.
No idea what you're talking about, but let me think about this.
Well, sure, I can give you a couple minutes.
Let's see. What do I know about the other guys? The mayor?
Okay, so mayor here or not is the mayor for...
2000 years.
No. Oh, I don't know. Last, like, you know, 8 years. So this will be like his third term. He means well, but he's not extremely competent. You know. I keep thinking, you know, mayor and the Powerpuff Girls. Something like that.
Who is the Powerpuff? Marco?
Yeah, he's taller.
He's taller? No way. Yeah,
he's like normal.
What about the other guy?
Councilman Ken Shade is just a...
Ken...
Oh.
Shade?
Let's see. Make a roll.
What's his last name?
Shade.
Shade?
Shade.
He's got to be a super girl. Come on. shame.
Jeez. You didn't even have to make a roll. Supervillain.
14.
There is a supervillain named Veshade.
The Councilman...
Ego. Supports the Mutant Registration Act.
You. I'm not mean.
R2.
Oh. You're not even human.
Okay, so the Constable...
Yeah, at least I'm not a mutant.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Is an interim appointee. Or so, you know. So he's not actually likely to be appointed because the previous Constableman died suddenly.
Died suddenly. Like, how suddenly? Like, you know, under strange circumstances, or...
No, just an accident.
Accident? One of accidents, or is it accident? I'll look it up. Well, I'll say okay for now, at the time.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. Fine. Well, I still don't know what you're talking about, though. Why else? Yeah,
that was effective.
That was pretty bad. That's why I don't really want it. Whoa, that's feedback. So I'll do some research on Shade and his predecessor.
Stanislaus Bridge?
I know everything I know about Bridge, right? Or do I?
Nice feedback there, Dave.
I'll do all three, actually.
Okay. So I told you the... I told you the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Shade. So he took over for the previous...
Yeah. I want to know how he died.
He was run over several times.
He was run over several times. That was an accident?
By accident.
By accident, run over, huh? Several times.
Actually, he fell on the freeway.
From an overpass. Yeah, that's some accident.
But it was still an accident.
So what was doing on the overpass? He was looking over the freeway?
Don't know. That's what they assumed.
Wait a minute.
Looking at the side and he fell over.
I'll just contact the Shannon's assistant. She's a detective, right?
That's true.
I have her look.
She always seems to be around.
Now I have her look over. You know, this accident seems like a murder to me. What do you think, Penny?
It's kind of late, actually. You want to talk to her tomorrow?
Well, morning. Yeah. Okay. So tonight, what can I get? What more can I get from? What was I looking at? Library or newspaper?
Yeah, newspaper.
So what more can I get on the other guys? The mayor, the councilman, and Bridge. Anything on Bridge? Any dirt?
Not really. He's mostly been keeping to himself. I mean, he did.
But we know him, right?
So he did fund your group.
So I was going to support him anyway.
And
he
actually got engaged to some woman.
To some woman recently?
Yeah.
That's nice one. Saturday
night.
Hmm. Isn't that the... Okay.
It's a secret ID, man.
Yeah, you don't know
this.
Well, I'll look up her history as well.
All right.
Can you find out her?
She's a senator's daughter, like a debutante. Sliding goes around.
Okay.
Yeah. Except not as rich.
And human?
She's human.
That's all I know about her, huh?
Yeah.
She's okay. So the Shade character. Shady. Okay, next morning I'll ask her to check up on the accident. I'll see what.
So you call Penelope? We'll go ahead and tell her.
So, can you
check this out for me?
Is this Rad calling?
Yeah.
I work on the app.
Why?
As a favor.
Sure, I guess.
Thanks. And I'll do some research myself on Shade. More research on Shade.
Okay. So, the research on Shade, go ahead and make a roll.
Okay. So, I'll wait for people to contact me about, like, you know, endorsement deals.
That's true.
Whatever. So, well, actually, then contact my agent.
That's true, they do contact your agent.
Alright, so I'm supposed to be looking into the death of the previous guy?
Yeah, okay. I'll see what I can find.
I hope they pay me for the endorsement deal. Even though it's blackmail.
Political endorsement usually doesn't get paid. Yeah, usually though. Because otherwise, there's some laws against them.
That's true.
But this is the 40s. Maybe they could still do it.
That's true.
Yes, before those laws.
Wartime, Hawaii, come on.
Think of that. Alright, so 15, you get that. So Ken Shade is moved here from the States.
So I'm just curious about if you think Ken Shade's up to something no good. Why would he be blackmailing you to endorse somebody else?
I don't know.
The devious plan.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why.
So Ken Shade moved here almost a year ago, last November.
Okay, from the States?
From the States.
Where exactly? From mainland?
Yeah. New York.
New York?
New York, yes.
Isn't New York metropolis?
No, there is a New York also.
Okay.
New York City.
Central City.
New York, huh? Alright.
Yeah, right near Gotham and Metropolis.
Yeah.
New York, Gotham and Metropolis? Gotham, Chicago, right? Is there Chicago?
Yeah, there's Chicago. All the cities are there.
There are more cities?
Metropolis and Gotham were supposed to. They're both based on New York.
Yeah.
And they're both near New York.
Yeah, wow.
It's like Metropolis is the good part of New York, Gotham is the bad part of New York.
Kind of.
There's basically more cities in the DC universe.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's from New York. Is that all I know about him? Background? Nothing?
That's all you get. So he moved here a year ago. Not too sure what he's been doing.
Well, what's he doing now? He's just a councilman for the city.
Yeah, he's one of the cities.
What was he doing before then? He was assistant councilman before his predecessor got killed?
Doesn't say.
Really?
Like
he just kind of got promoted
homeless
out of nowhere?
Yeah.
That's kind of odd. Very odd. Something shady is going on. Shady character. Okay, I guess I spend the day doing that, or, you know, most of the day, I guess.
Okay.
And I wait for
Well, actually, in the morning. Alright. So the contacted your agent that wants you to. Come in, in the afternoon, radio station, tape some radio ads.
Right.
You know, nothing complicated.
Alright.
And then. Tomorrow. What's the only other thing is tomorrow at.
When's convention starting?
convention starts today.
Today.
Yeah.
We're supposed to do something with the security?
Yeah.
So
in the morning you're supposed to meet the security.
Alright. So what are we supposed to do? Just like do guard duty? Like
No, it's more organized the security, and I mean you can also guard there. So the convention center is like a building. I'm not drawing anything.
Someone's helping you back to get food.
I don't remember what she is.
She's me. Huh?
She's the Phantom Lady or something.
The Phantom Lady? Yeah, I know she's someone's helping you. Oh! Yeah, right. Of course. Toy.
What? I don't get that.
Kill her.
We've never bumped into her.
Hey, Cal, you crazy. We have bumped into her.
Well, yeah, I wasn't there. The light claimed he saw her or something.
No, I mean we bumped into Sandra Knight.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we've bumped into Sandra Knight before. She got kidnapped or something.
Yeah.
Or no, her Sandra Knight's cousin or
right.
niece or something
yeah.
got kidnapped.
Yeah, okay.
But she's too much of a wussy superhero to go find her herself.
Yeah. Yeah, these are DC heroes. They don't have that edgy.
Edgy Marvel stuff.
Yeah. We, once you start killing people, then we move into the Marvel territory. Actually, do Marvel heroes kill?
Do Marvel heroes what?
Kill.
Some of them do.
Yeah. They're more likely to than DC than
you see X-Men 2? Wolverine killed a whole crapload of people.
He actually kill him?
Huh?
He actually kill him?
He was stabbing him with his claws.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean he killed him. I don't think anyone died in the Hulk. You guys see the Hulk yet?
No.
I don't think anyone died.
The Hulk!
That's true. It's more like the cartoon Hulk. But no one actually dies. So if we're not supposed to stand guard, what are we supposed to do then? Plan?
Yes.
Do the schedule, the guard schedule?
Yeah, you can do that.
Sure, I can do that. I'll do that.
Okay, so that's sort of how it looks like. So you have 75 men.
75, huh?
Uh-huh. So the convention is open from 8 to 11 p.m. So you can, you know, station the men, set up shifts.
Okay.
I mean, whatever you want.
That's what shade is, eh?
You can try to leave them in, you know, more or less 5-man groups or something. Or, I don't know, you can do whatever you want. What are you true?
75, not enough.
You know?
Oh, 75. So whatever you want to do.
Maybe 5 in the big areas. Or actually, mainly one probably needs like 10. Okay, if we have 3 in each of these rooms, we can have like 5 here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That should leave us enough leftovers for the main room and whatever else. Alright. I'll pay attention to shade. Do I detect radiation?
No.
Come on! I gotta detect something.
Not radiation.
Does it remind me of anyone I know? Come on!
No.
He's gotta.
What?
I don't know. He's just gotta.
No.
Is he suspicious?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Not at all.
Not at all. That's suspicious. What are you gonna do? You gonna check out the accident?
Penny's researching the thing that you asked her to research. I'm also looking into the COAS still.
Oops. So what was the threat exactly? What was it going to do at the convention, did they say? It was just going to...
General mayhem.
Disrupt it? General mayhem. Yeah, excellent.
Wait, isn't he a bad guy?
It's Captain Raylan.
Oh, okay.
What was the...
I'd hate to promote villains unjustly.
What was the kid's name in South Park? Professor Chaos?
Huh?
Oh.
Professor Chaos. Butters, right?
Yeah.
Professor Chaos. Are you sure it's not Professor Chaos?
Like general disorder or something?
Sorry.
Okay, so...